Now, he goes on to make this statement, verse 38. Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. Now, this is a quotation from Habakkuk, the second chapter, verses 3 and 4. This verse is a very important verse, and I'm not going to deal with it as we will when we get to the minor prophet Habakkuk, and we will. But it's quoted in Romans, it's quoted in Galatians, and it's quoted again here in Hebrews. And the emphasis in each one of these epistles is different. In the epistle to Romans, the emphasis is upon the just shall live by faith. It's how God justifies a sinner, and the emphasis is there. Now, the just shall live, and in Hebrews, it's the just shall live by faith. You see, we've had a reference several times to the living God. This epistle tells of a living intercessor, that it was the same one who died on the cross for us, came back from the dead, and the emphasis is upon his resurrection, that he is the living Christ at God's right hand, and those that are his own, since we have a living God, we have a living Savior at God's right hand, we shall live by faith. That, as we've said before, it's no leap in the dark. It rests upon the Word of God. It's whether you believe God or not, and whether you have the reality of the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart and in your life. The just shall live by faith. That's Hebrews. And then in Galatians, it's by faith. The just shall live by faith. And Paul emphasizes by faith there. Now he talks here about drawing back. He says, if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. And then verse 39, but we are not of them who draw back under perdition. You see, Paul, if he's the writer here, did not consider that they had drawn back. But he's speaking of the danger. It's a warning he's giving. But we are not of them who draw back under perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. And that word draw back means to take in sail. The believer is like a sailor who should let out all the sail. It's what he's been saying. Let us go on. And the thought here is that a believer could reef the sails. He could become stranded because of discouragement, because of trouble, because of persecution, because of hardship, because of depression, or some other stumbling block. But the thought here is, friends, since we have a living God, and today we have a living Savior, let's go on. Let's go on. Let's open up all the sails. Let's move out today for God. What a tremendous thing this was in the past to men and women. You remember the story of the French Huguenots. They were persecuted. They had been betrayed. And when France destroyed them, they destroyed the best of French manhood and womanhood. And France has never been the nation it was at the time that they destroyed the French Huguenots. When these French Huguenots went into battle, and they knew they were going into battle to certain death. You know what their motto was? If God be for us, who can be against us? Now, we need something like that today in the life of believers. We have a lot of boo-hooing today among Christians. A lot of complaining. A lot of criticizing. A lot of finding fault. A bunch of crybabies, a bunch of babies that need to be birthed. Oh, my friends, the whole tenor and tone of this epistle has been, let's go on. Let's go on. Let's go on, friends.